Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
We thank God for his presence among us this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Some of us are coming from the camp meeting, and I believe that we have come home with a lot of blessings. Amen. One thing about spiritual blessing is that it does not register any physical thing on your life, but spiritually you have changed. Are you getting me? When Saul met Samuel, and after he spoke with Samuel, the Bible says Saul left the presence of Samuel, but he was changed into another man. And the change was that God gave him a new heart. Amen. It may be that on the outward, nothing is showing that you have encountered God, but in your spirit, you have been turned into a millionaire. You have been turned into a conqueror. You have been turned into a champion, and so shall it be this year, that you will be a champion through and through, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 29. Wise planning, part 2. Amen. Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 29. The Bible says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you find rest for your souls." Amen. There is something to learn from God. That is why we always come into his presence. I take it again. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Tell somebody it is time to learn from God. "For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Wise planning, part 2. Amen. Having rest on every side is a choice that every believer in God must make. Either to rest or to be in stress is a choice that you will have to make. Either you want to live in pleasure or you want to live in the presence of life, that particular choice will be made by you. God will never force you. One thing about God is that he will never compel you to do what you don't want to do. You are the one that will make the choice whether you want to walk in rest in this year or you'll be in stress in this year. But this year, I see many people hearing the sound of my voice. You're going to experience rest on every side. When you shout amen, you will testify. The choice to follow the counsel of God or not to follow his counsel is all up to you. He said, "Come to me." For you to respond to the call of God or not is all up to you. Is somebody hearing me? When you are experiencing stress or pressures in life, there is something you can do about it. When you are in difficult moments, it does not mean that that is how it's going to be all the days of your life. There is something you can do and change will come. And this morning and this year, I declare that your change will come in the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 3 in the King James Version, Proverbs 6 verse 3, it says that, "Do this now, my son, and deliver yourself." What we are looking at in this particular month is something that God is opening your eyes to know about. Once you apply them, you will deliver yourself. Is somebody hearing me at all? "Do this now, my son, and deliver yourself." I see in this year and in this month, somebody, you deliver yourself from the shackles of sickness. You deliver yourself from the shackles of poverty. You are going to come up from every stress, every satanic bombardment. You are going to help yourself. Touch yourself and say, "I will help myself." I will help myself. Many a times we are looking for a destiny helper that will come from the United Kingdom or Australia to come and help us. But this man, you will be equipped and you will help yourself. Touch yourself and say, I will help myself. Hallelujah. So there are certain things you can do, not tomorrow, but now, that can help you to deliver yourself. And this month, you are coming out from every chain. Every depression, every attack of the enemy, you are coming out in Jesus' name. Jeremiah 6 verse 16, the Bible said, thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see him, and ask for the old path, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your soul. I sense in my spirit that in this month, to the end of this year, you will stop fighting battles. I say you will stop fighting battles. God will grant you rest on every side. I see that in that relationship, in that marriage, rest is coming. Rest is coming. Rest is coming. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In life, nothing is for free. If you want all about rest, wise planning must be your choice. Is somebody hearing me? For you to have rest all about your life, you must subscribe to wise planning. What is wise planning? Wise planning simply means what to do to achieve a targeted goal. Amen. There are many people, they have a goal in mind, but they don't know what to do to get there. What is wise planning? It's a process of setting goals and gathering relevant information. A wise man says that if you fail to plan, you have planned to fail. If you fail to plan, especially in this month, you have actually planned that this year also you will fail. But it is my prayer you will not fail. I said, it's my prayer you will not fail. Prayer can never substitute for planning. And in the same way, planning can never substitute for prayer. What planning will do for you, prayer will not do it for you. What prayer can do for you, planning will not do it for you. Are you there with me this morning? In any human endeavor, for you to see progress, you must give yourself to planning. When you carefully consider the God you and I serve, you will discover that he is a master planner. That is like, I'm above every other thing you know about God. God is a tactician. God is a strategist. He takes time to plan before he will even release his power. Though our God is an almighty God, he plans before he makes his things known to man. He can do anything at any time. But when he created the earth, one thing he gave man was what is called time, short time. Next week, we're going to look at how you are who you are because of time and the changes that come your way. Hello? And one thing he gave man is time. And for you to be able to make sense out of your destiny, you must learn how to appropriate and manage time. Is somebody here with me at all? So God is a master planner. He is an almighty God, but he displays his power through the channels of planning. God does not throw his weight about anyhow. He has a plan in his mind. That's how he can say that, I know the thoughts I think towards you. Not thoughts to hurt you, but to give you a future and an expected end. He has already programmed that 5 years ago. He knows you'll be in this room. You didn't know it, but he planned it. Is somebody hearing me at all? And he has planned how the year will play out. There are some people you are about to meet. You have not yet met them. But God has already orchestrated a way for you to meet them so that your life will turn around. Tell someone there is a plan. Or tell the person there is a plan. He said in the scripture we read, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. If there's anything you learn from God, God is a master planner. The Bible says when he created the heavens and the earth, before he will make the fishes to come, he has already gathered the waters and called it the sea. God will never create fishes when he has not yet made the sea for the fishes to have a home to swim. Before the fishes will come, God must first of all create the sea. Is somebody hearing me? Before he created man, he must first of all create a garden where he will put man. God is a planner. Everything about God is intentional. There are some of you where God will allow some people to hurt you. As you are praying to God, you know that this person will be the one to help me, but God will make that person to hurt you, the person will walk out of your life so that you can learn how to trust him. It's a plan. That's how it's a plan. You see, there's some people, if they didn't live your life, you wouldn't have been wise. Many of you are wise. You are wiser than any philosopher on earth because of what you went through. That's something. It's a plan of God. Are you still there? Amen. So to pray, you need a proper plan for the prayer to work. Without a plan, you pray amiss. Bible calls something praying amiss. Without a proper plan, you pray, but you cannot even monitor whether your prayers are answered or not. Because there is no plan you feed your answered prayer into. There's some people, they pray, but everything is scattered about their life because they have no plan. Before Elijah will have his prayer answered, before he brought down fire from heaven, what happened? The Bible said he repaired the altar of God. Hello? After he repaired the altar of God, he put sticks on the altar. Then he took an animal, killed the animal, put the animal on the altar. Then he requested for water to be poured on the altar. That was before he called on the name of his God. Everything is systematic. Is somebody hearing me? Everything is systematic. He didn't call down fire from heaven without preparing an altar. Hello? So for you to pray and receive an answered prayer, you must have a plan. The Bible said, First Kings chapter 18, he repaired the altar and took 12 stones to make an altar. He put sticks on it, put the animal on it, pour water on it. Then he said, the God who answered it by fire, answer me today. Then he had fire coming down from heaven. And the fire did not burn the people, but it burned the sacrifice. For your prayers to be answered, child of God, you need a plan. You can't just pray because everybody's praying. Which scriptures are you using to pray? That may be your sticks. Hello? You must have scriptures for everything that you are going through. Are you still there? Hello? So before you pray, there are some things that must be in place. You must have a plan before you start praying. Is somebody still there? Hello? Even the protocol of prayer demands that when you pray to God, you must pray and thank him first. The Bible says we enter into his gates with thanksgiving in our heart. Is that not it? Psalm 100 verse 4. There's a protocol of entry. You don't just enter into God's presence. Say, hey, Father, where are you? You know they're here. I'll be calling you sins. That's not a protocol of entry. There's a high chance that the security guards on duty will not allow you to enter. For you to have access into the presence of God, you must come with a heart of thanksgiving, not a heart of grudge. Are you there? You must come with a what? A heart of thanksgiving. That's even a protocol of entry into God's presence. Am I talking to somebody this morning? In the same way, if you are a man, you must learn how to treat a woman right, especially when you are married. Because the Bible says, those who are married and they don't treat their wives well, their prayers will be hindered. You slap your wife, you treat her anyhow, and you come and speak big tongues. Brother, it's going nowhere. You are just clearing your throat. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. We must understand these dynamics. So when you are praying, you know how to pray. Are you there? There are some men who pray for 15 years. God will not answer it. It says, husband, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Did you see that? Did you see that? You are in church, but you have broken 15 people's hearts. And you two know, they've not shown how to say sorry. We can pour oil, huh? Take you to River Jordan in Israel. Your heavens will still be shut. You must learn to say sorry. You don't treat people well. You say, I'm sorry. So don't feel up. Are you there with me? Else your prayers will be hindered. This year, may your prayer never be hindered. I say, I pray for may your prayer never be hindered. Hallelujah. Every man you see fail is because he failed to plan. Any individual you see in your life failing. You see, we went to school with some people and they never want to read their books. And in fact, at the end of the day, they fail woefully. And it is not a witch that is behind it, but it is because they have refused to plan. And once you refuse to plan, there is one common outcome, is that you will be a total failure. But this year, you will not fail. I say you will not fail. The reason for excuses, the reason for complainings is all about failure to plan. Wise planning guarantees rest. Amen. Luke chapter 14, verse 28. Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 14, verse 28. The Bible says, for which of you intending to build a tower? You know, a tower is different from building a ground floor house or a mad house. A tower is like a skyscraper. Is that not it? For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and counts the cost, whether he has enough to finish it. 29. Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him. For you to build a great destiny for people to see, you need a solid plan. Hello? You need a solid plan. For you to have a great and standing destiny, like a tower for everybody to see. If it's a business you are building, for it to be like a tower. Sister, you need a plan. You don't need prayer. Before prayer, you need a plan. Can I talk to you this morning? You need a plan first before prayer. Because life does not respond to chance. Oh, that by the grace of God, it shall be well with me. Life does not respond to by the grace of God. You must be intentional with your plans. Give the Lord a clap offering. After you have a plan, then you can invoke the grace of God. By the grace of God, this plan of mine shall be granted by the Lord. Am I preaching to somebody? Hoping to succeed in 2024 without a plan is just wishful thinking. you are just having some wishes, and wishes don't come to pass. I wish that I'll catch the moon for you. It will never happen. Wishful thinking never makes dreams to come to pass. Rather, planning makes dream come to pass. You know, this year I'll drive Range Rover. It's good. But just wishes. Everybody has one. If it is a wish of your enemy now, today you die. Does it mean it comes to pass? No. But for you to drive a Range Rover, you must have a plan. Whichever plan you want to have, I don't want to know. But you must have a plan. And that plan will lead you to where the Range Rover is. You are not clapping your hands. When you meet a planner, you will not see him everywhere. Planners are always around the things and the places that will make their dream a reality. Planners are not everywhere, such that you that you say you want to be a makeup artist, you want to have a cosmetology school where you be into a beauty stuff. All the pages you are following on Instagram, you are following C. Ronaldo. You are following all the big clubs. You are at the wrong place. Are you hearing me at all? Yes. Because once you are planning, it affects the things you even follow. It affects the people you follow. You say you want to be a man of God. Say the call of God is on your life. Fine. And you are working with bankers. All your friends are bankers. You will never realize the call. You are confused. Is somebody hearing me? Once you meet a planner, the way you know is that you will find him or her around things that will take him or her to her destination. Praise the Lord. Are you still there? To a planner, anything he has in his hands is enough to start a beautiful life. People who plan, they don't have all the money that they are looking for. But because they have a plan, any money is enough to start anyway. Am I talking to somebody? But to somebody without a plan, no amount of money is enough. Why is so? A man of God, you see, the money I have is not enough. I wish I have. The person does not have a plan. But when you have a plan, no amount is too small. You start. Am I talking to somebody? Yes. The reason many of us have not started the idea God has given to us, we are waiting for $17 billion. Since that, it will not come. I'm not a prophet of doom. But I'm just telling you, $17 billion, it will never come. 700 Ghana cedis, that's why it will come. Because to him much is given, much is required. And once you are faithful in little, God himself will be adding. God himself will be adding. You see your clap? Your clap is... To a planner, everything he has in his hands is enough to start a beautiful life. God, who are you going to send? What should I do this year? All that prayer is a prayer seeking for the plan of God for your life. God, help me. All that you're asking God is that, God, what plan do you have for me? That's like the greatest prayer you can pray. One of the greatest prayers you must pray is that, God, show me what to do. Because he has the master plan of your life. You see, there's a woman in 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1. This woman was owing a creditors. And then the husband was dead. The husband happened to be a prophet. You can be a prophet, and without a plan, your house will be full of debts. Are you there with me? Yes. And so the creditors were coming for her two sons. She ran to Elisha. And he said, Elisha, help me. The creditors are coming for my two sons. Elisha didn't say, what is the name on your ID card? Let me sign some cash for you to go withdraw money at GT Bank. He didn't do that. That is why many people get offended. Even when I told him, he was asking me that, what do you have in your house? If I have something in my house, will I come and talk to him? Elisha realized the woman had no plan. There is an anointing on the woman's life, but she doesn't know. You carry an anointing, and the idea God has given to you is a spectacular one. But the only way the idea will begin to flow is when you have a plan, which will be like a gutter for the idea to begin to flow. Whatever thing she needed, she had it, but she had no plan. Then Elisha asked her, what do you have at home? He said, a little oil. So you have a little oil? Oh, you have breakthrough. So what do you mean? He said, go to your neighbors. Go for empty containers. There are some people who have some things that you are looking for. They don't have need for it. Go for it. All you need is a plan. Your neighbors, the people that are around you, they have empty containers. They have no use for it. Don't go for little. Go for much. Sister, what you needed is so another prayer. I don't have to give you money. But when I keep giving you money, you keep coming back to me. What you need is a plan. You have a shop. Thank God for the shop. And you sit in the shop and nobody's coming. Say, Pastor, nobody's coming to buy from me. Pastor, come and pray. I'll not pray. You need a plan to launch your goods or services out there. You need a plan. If you are a seamstress, sew a wiki style for your own self. Take picture because now you cannot afford a brand ambassador. Talking to Aram right now is very, very expensive. Sew your own style. Stand in a very nice place. Take the picture and tag it and tag your own business name. and see if the ladies will not be rushing. You see, guys, we've never seen your style before. And once we've not seen it before, we cannot trust you with our material. Now material is even getting expensive. Is somebody hearing me at all? You need a plan. All you have is a little oil. You don't need prayer. You need a plan. Hello? Is somebody being blessed this morning? The Bible said, then he said, go, borrow vessels. Already you know how to borrow. When your husband died, you borrowing is not difficult for you. But this time, don't go borrow money. Because still, when you have money tomorrow, you have to pay your debt. Go and borrow empty vessels. From everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. What you need is a plan. Go ahead, verse 4. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. Was it Elisha who brought her the oil? Where was the oil? Maria says that you have something at home. There is something in your room. You don't see it as powerful. It's not powerful because there's no plan to meet it. When plan meets it, it will begin to multiply. Is somebody hearing me at all? You have something in your house. It's not at the market. It's in your room. Hello? You have a potential. You have a voice. That voice, you use it to sing only in your bedroom. You use it to sing in your room. TikTok, you not do it. Sing for us on TikTok. We are not finding you. You need a plan. And when you do the song, don't go and be tagging your area boys. Tag Beyonce. Tag. Is somebody hearing me at all? When you do a song, anytime you put something on social media, you are tagging your area, but they don't share, they don't like. You are talking to the wrong people. Is somebody hearing me at all? A man's gift, he didn't say a man's prayer. A man's gift, there's a gift in you. A man's gift will make room for him. Go back to verse 1 of this scripture. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 1, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets. In today's age, many people want to marry prophets. God, when you are a prophet's wife, so can we clap for mama in the house? And you get them like, so that when God smiles on you and people are buying you big cars, they say, mama is coming. But for this woman, she married a prophet. Even her husband is a son of Elisha the prophet, but the guy was broke. He was broke. He died early. When you are broke, you die, but you will not die early. You will not die early. He died early, leaving behind a sweet wife and two sons. When he died, they discovered that he took money from a bank and he used his sons as collateral. Jesus Christ. Your servant, my husband is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slave. The day he was signing, he said, if I'm not able to pay, take Daniel and Prince. That's the only property I have, my children. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? And he said, your maidservant has nothing. Have you seen how she started? Me, Pastor, me, dear, I have nothing. No. There is nothing. That's how she started. And in the house, but a jar of oil. Then the prophet realized this woman needs a plan. Go ahead. So she got it. And when you have come, go ahead, verse 5. So she went from him and shut the door behind her. and her sons, I'm going to talk about shutting the door behind you. In the season where you plant, there are some phone calls, you stop picking them. Because in the season where you are planning, you are thinking. And thinking and making useless calls does not help. Because once you are thinking and the call comes through, by the time you finish picking that call, where you started thinking from, you lose radar. You say, I was thinking about something. There was an idea coming to me. This useless call. He shut the door behind her, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Verse 6. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. When the plant is done, the anointing stopped flowing. The end of your miracle is the end of your plan. Are you there with me? The end of your testimony is the end of your plan. Once you cannot continue with a plan, that you stop seeing the hand of God. But as long as you still have a plan, the miracle will keep flowing. Give the Lord a clap of hands. Amen. God is calling the body of Christ for us to come to the place of strategic planning. Praise the Lord. The man at the pool of Bethesda, who was there for 38 years, he was there because he had no plan. When you have a plan, you will know what you need and what you don't need. True of us. And when you don't have a plan, you will never know what you are looking for. When you have a plan and you find what you are looking for out there, when you see it, you recognize it. That this thing I'm seeing outside here, it will fit into the plan I have at home. Hello? So when you have a plan, you are always on the lookout. This man who sat at John chapter 5 at the pool of Bethesda, he was there for 38 years because he had no plan. In the day Jesus walked into his life, he couldn't recognize Jesus. He doesn't know his plan. First of all, he needed God. But all he kept saying to himself that I have no man who put me in the pool when the angel comes to stir the waters. I have no man. I have no man. And Jesus Christ is standing, God in the flesh. He cannot recognize it. Hello? People with no plan, when helpers are standing before them, they cannot see it. They can't see it because they have no plan. When you have a plan, once you see the person who fit into your plan, you will know. If you have a plan to be a footballer, and then in that plan, you need a wife, you don't look for just any kind of woman. But as a footballer, you keep traveling. And there are some wives, once you marry them, they want you 24/7. Say, why are you come home? No, but there are some wives, when you are not around, they can take care of themselves. They get busy. They are independent. Oh, how many of you know what I'm talking about? I'm the only sport boy in the church. Are you there with me? There are some women, when their husbands are not around, they are okay. When they come back, welcome back, darling. But it's not every man or every woman that can marry that particular man with a football plan. Because when he goes to marry that kind of a man, she'll be looking for people to be sumuchi here. Because she cannot stay alone. It's not that Satan has caused it, because there was no plan. So from the beginning, so what is your plan? Say, my plan is I'll be a footballer. I'll start from Cote d'Ivoire. Now enter into France. After France, that is my plan. Say, yeah, okay. Now that you be a footballer, it means that he will not be around like the way you want him to be around. So she said, if you know you can't, say, oh, God bless your plan. God bless your plan. But I need a man to be by my side 24/7. I want me and my husband to raise our kids together. You know yourself, you know your plan. So you don't go put yourself in something that cannot help you. Am I talking to somebody at all? Yeah. Give the Lord a clap of hands. Yeah. Amen. With your plan, then you know the kind of person you get married to. Then he's a sport woman. He's a sport. It's not sport. But the plan was not clear from the beginning. Praise the Lord. Do you think it's every man that can marry? Is it John C. Sell, the former president of Liberia? You marry her, then you say, you call her as she's at the presidency. Come and prepare food for me. Are you crazy? Then this woman that I've gotten married to, I don't see her in the house. I don't say, don't you know the plan from the beginning? She's a politician. And politician, she must keep her nails. They don't cut onions. That is the plan. Because she must be preparing speech. Hello? Once you know the plan, you know whether you fit in or not. This one is not, Satan is attacking. Satan is not attacking your marriage. It's plan. Give the Lord a clap of it. So when that president comes back from work, she's tired. Right? Once you say, oh, honey, so baby, I'm tired. It's okay. Yeah, every day you are tired. Every day you are tired. This man, I'm tired of this marriage. Since you became a president, you have turned your back at me. I'm no longer a man enough. Last time you held the hand of the Minister of Defense, I'm suspecting the two of you. You become a burden at home because there was no plan from the beginning. Give the Lord a clap of it. Tell somebody you need a plan this year. Amen. Can we continue? An evil man with a plan will succeed in his ways than a holy and anointed man who has no plan. Can I say that again? An evil man with a plan will succeed in his ways than a holy and anointed man who has no plan. You see, 10,000 soldiers of the Philistines' army wanted to capture Samson. They did everything within their might. They had archers with them. They have people who are good with the sword. Some of them are good with the spear. None of them could capture Samson. 10,000 Philistines. It took one woman with a plan to dismantle Samson. Hello? Delilah is not stronger than Samson, but Delilah had a plan. With a plan, you can strip Samson naked. Are you hearing me? It's not beauty, it is plan. Hello? It's a plan. 10,000 men. Hey, Chobwe. One man, they couldn't put him down. But a lady with a plan. She tied his two hands. In fact, she didn't daze him. She didn't put drugs in. Say, bring your two hands, darling. I'm tired. You know I'm tired. Say, yes, darling. You are tying me. Do not give it to your enemies. Say, I know. But I know you're not. I said, I'll do it too. Oh, she has handed him over. Then he's like, are you joking? I said, I've handed you over. Are you asking me? I'm joking. She had a plan. And the plan was superior to the strength and the might that was sitting on Samson. If you have a plan, nothing can stop you. I'll show you in the scripture in Genesis chapter 11. Men came together. They had a plan to build a tower from the earth to reach the heavens. God had to come down to confuse their language. Because he said, whatever thing they plan, they will be able to accomplish it. With a plan, nothing can, unless God comes to confuse the plan. Are you hearing me at all? And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. Verse 5. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed. Okay, go to verse 3. Because of the plan. All right. The Bible said, then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. If they did not have a plan, would they know that they needed bricks? Because they had a plan. They know how high the building will go. So they don't bricks will be better than having built in blocks like we know it today. Plan will even tell the kind of resources you must use. Let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for one stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. Are you there? Verse 4. Go ahead. And they said, come, let us, blah, blah, blah. Verse 5. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. One language because they have one purpose. They have one plan. Are you there with me? Then he said, and this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do. Give me this scripture in NIV. You see that the word propose is plan. Nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Do you see that? Then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Now, God was threatened. He needed to do something. He needed to frustrate their plan. What did he do? He didn't touch the plan. He touched their language. He touched their language. They don't understand each other anymore. Why is it that when I talk, you get offended? Two guys who have a plan, and as they are rising together to make it, because they have a plan, they are succeeding. Then the devil will begin to frustrate them. Then some girl B will come. When the girl comes, he say, why did you say this to this person without telling me this? Grrr, frustration. Then the plan is defeated. Are you getting me? The plan cannot be tempered with. Once you have a plan, you surely make it. But now the enemy will frustrate you, bring people to frustrate you. That's like when I tell you, focus on your plan this year. Sister, focus on your plan. God, there is nothing that can defeat you this year. Give the Lord a clap of hands. Shout, plan. It may be that you are coming from a very crooked background, but with a plan, you will come to the limelight. Are you hearing me at all? With a plan, it may be that your background is very poor background, but with a plan, you can get there. Say, I need a plan. I can't hear you. Say, I need a plan. Ask someone, what is your plan for this year? When you ask people their plan, they can tell you the end goal. I want to marry. What is the plan to get married? I want to move from my area this year by the grace of God. Thank God for the grace of God. But a plan must come first for the grace to sit on. You want to move from that area to another area, you need a plan to move. Hello? Everything is possible with the right plan. Everything is possible. Plan. Shout, plan. You don't need another prophet to pour another oil on you. I have a small oil in a jar at home. Small oil. She paid all her debts and had extra to continue doing business. Little oil. Small oil. Small. Praise the Lord. Can we continue? This year with a plan, I see you buying land. With a plan, your business will grow. With a plan, I see that you are doing well. Your career will become great in the name of Jesus. The reason some Christians become victims to their enemies is not because the enemies are stronger than them, but it is because those enemies have a plan. Do you get my point? When you are rising in life, you must not be naive. The fact that people are applauding you, there's some people who consider you as a competition and they begin to send friends into your life. So when you go, break her like this. Then they'll send another one, break her like this. By the time you realize you are finished. It's a plan that would like to bring you down. It isn't that God is bringing you down, but your enemy has a plan. That's like any time we are praying to God to frustrate the plans of the enemy. So that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Is somebody hearing me at all? Any plan that is in the womb of the spirit with your name on it as an agenda to put you in prison in this year, to make sure that your joy is turned into sorrow. But the word of the Lord will overturn that plan. We cancel that plan. We declare it shall not stand, it shall not come to pass. May the Lord frustrate the plans of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Even the lawful captive shall be delivered. Say the Lord, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Any attack against your life by the machination of the enemy, we cancel it, we cancel it. It shall not stand, it shall not come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus, clap your hands and celebrate God. Amen. Is somebody here at all? In the name of Jesus, every plan against you shall not succeed. I say it shall not succeed. In the mighty name of Jesus. When God will fight for you, he will normally will frustrate the plans of your enemies against you. Amen. The God who frustrated those guys when they were building the Tower of Babel, that though they started, they couldn't finish. I pray that same God will frustrate the plan of your enemies, that whatever thing they plan against you, it shall not succeed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Seven things you need to overcome if your plan will work this year. There are seven things that you must help yourself. In the scripture we read, it said, do this now, my son, and deliver yourself. There are some things that you have to do this year for your plan to work. Number one is phone calls. Say phone calls. You will need to stop receiving and making some calls this year. Calls that don't speak to your plan. Hello, you have been chit-chatting for 20 years now. This time it's okay. You just call, you gossip. That gossip does not buy the pomade that you are selling. It will not buy one. Because that person is on the line, your clients are calling, your line is busy. Hello, there are some calls you must not pick this year. Because you are thinking. You are what? You are what? You are thinking. When you are planning your life, it demands a lot of thinking. And you need some space to think. So haven't you heard? Have you heard? He has done it again. No? If he has done it again, does he add 1,000 galaxies to your account? If he has done it again, is he your father? Is he your father? Everybody should mind their own business. Your business is that you want to buy a house. Sister, you must stop receiving some calls this year. I'm telling you. Are you there with me? That's what planning will do for you. Planning. When it starts, so haven't you heard again? So do you know what? I'll call you back. Just give me 2 minutes. It will not even pass 2 minutes. When you drop that call, don't call back. Hello? Are you still in church? Are you still there? The second thing you want to conquer in this particular month, social media attachment. Social media attachment. Sometimes you see yourself on Facebook, then you ask yourself, so what am I even doing here today? What am I doing here? You are watching every, your data is getting finished. They tell you that you have 2 megabytes more. Because of social media attachment, you are not being productive. You don't have the space to think and write some things on paper. You know, there are some people, the social media place is their office. Hello? They need to advertise something. Are you advertising? Are you a brand ambassador? Hello? You want to do networking? You that when you post something to 2017, the next time you post it 2030, what are you doing on social media? You can be there for 9 hours. Every day, 9 hours. And you're saying, by the grace of God, things will never change. It will never change. Do you know how I know it will never change? Because that's how you did it last year. That's how you did it last 2 years. For change to come, some things must change in your life. Praise the Lord. Are you there? You alone. Your Instagram. Thank God. Facebook. Thank God. TikTok. Thank God. Twitter. You're on Twitter. Thank God. X. Now it's now X, yeah? You are everywhere. You know the latest update. You are not a journalist. you are following all the bloggers. Meanwhile, it's not your plan to be a blogger. Why are you are wasting away precious time? Precious time. When you sit and shut all these things down, you begin to think constructively. You have a plan. But when you keep wasting 9 hours, 10 hours, what is that thing called? Your there's something they call it, your screen time. Your screen time. So even iPhone is shouting that your screen time this week is 700 hours. So please, we beg you. Even your iPhone is giving you that data that you are spending too many hours on social media for nothing. You are not selling anything. If you are selling something, fair enough. Then you are monitoring the engagement. If someone send me a DM, how much is the saucepan, the spoon? Then you can reply. But you selling nothing, you buying nothing. Every day you are there. You go and watch from beginning to the end. Hello? Social media engagements. You want to control it. If you ever have a plan that will work, having a plan without attending to it, it will not work itself. Now that you have a plan, you pray into it, then you begin to implement it. Money will find you and locate you. Your amen is weak for me.
Amen.
I say your amen is weak for me.
Amen.
The next thing you want to conquer is meetings. Meetings. When we call you are in this meeting, that meeting, that meeting, that meeting. So they have funeral. They have 3 funerals in your family. They say you are the committee head, committee unit leader. You'll be calling your family members, meeting, 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 meeting. Brother, you are wasting your life. I always say, what if you were not born? Hello? Meeting, 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 meeting. You have to cancel all those things and sit down and have a plan and work the plan. Praise the Lord. The next thing you want to check is procrastinating. You procrastinate. Is it as for 2024? When I enter there, I'll read all the books in my room. It's just a wish. It's just a what? Because there is no plan. If you say you read all the books on Mondays from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., I'll read that book on leadership. You have a plan. So 2 p.m., you put your phone on flight mode and you read because you are planning to become a leadership coach. Hello? Saying that 2024, actually, I'll be traveling the wishes. It will not come to pass. It will not come to pass. Hello? Today, we are not saying break by fire. The enemy is even tired. So now, let's work a plan. Praise the Lord. Let's work a plan. Are you there with me? What is your plan? When we say, so I can make it. I can make it. I don't need anybody. You need somebody. Even if you are selling, you need people to come and buy. You need to build your human relations. You need to build it. When we look at you, you are frowning. You want us to buy your soup, we'll not buy it. You drink your soup, prepare it and drink it yourself. Hello? You have a business, you gossip. And one thing about a typical Ghanaian, they don't keep secrets. Okay, they'll keep it till you become enemies. That day, they'll blow every filler. Your business will close. So when you have business, you learn to shush. Quiet. So have you heard? Say, me, I've not heard anything. No. All I know is this, my nails, my pedicure, and my manicure. Do you know where I can buy some at a cheaper price? If you have those filler, I'm interested. Are you getting me? You must be intentional. Intentional. Sometimes you say the person sitting beside you, you are looking down the person knows somebody that he can connect you to. And once you connect you to that person, there's no need for them to take you through interview. Are you hearing me? Shout, I need a plan. Shout, I need a plan. Is somebody hearing me at all? There was one guy, one time I met a guy at the Akramo. You know, he's into music. Then he was sharing and see this, you know. So when you're in Texas, hey, so you're not giving anything. That guy has a plan, no? As if he's going nowhere. Last time I saw him, he upgraded from CDs to pen drives. Hey! Pen drive is not for free. For him to move from CD to pen drive, he's making money. He has a plan. Are you there with me? You must have a plan. Thank God for the grace of God. Thank God for the anointing. But you must have a plan. And when you have a plan, it will show. Amen. So procrastinating, that's one thing we must deal with. What you must do today, stop saying that, oh, when day breaks tomorrow, you do it. When day breaks, no, so the weather, so that's for next week. Okay, we are in January, so Hamatan, so you shift it to February. And the Bible says, he that sees the clouds will never sow. He that keeps watching the clouds, you will never sow any seed. So this music, and this thing I want to start, lot of people are already in that industry. Look at Kevin. Look at Whiskey. Oh, Whiskey. He has got to, when will I blow? Hello? You have your own audience. Until you start singing, you will never know you have an audience. You must have a plan. Yeah, Whiskey has come with this plan. You must come with your own plan. Amen. The next thing you have to deal with, engaging in idle conversations. For you to be just chatting for night, you need to go and sleep. Sleep so that you'll be refreshed. Hello? The last one, indecision mindset. Indecision mindset. So when are we going to do this? Oh, we will pray about it. We'll pray about it. Decide. Say, hey, brother, when are you going to marry? Oh, by the grace of God. By the grace of God. Is it this year? So, by the grace of God. Tell somebody you need a plan. Next year by this time, I want to see you as the CEO of your own company. Have a plan. Give the Lord a clap of it. There are people waiting for money. That money will not come. You are waiting for help. Do you know what Jephthah said? Can I tell you what Jephthah said? There is the book of Judges. Jephthah is a son of a prostitute, all right? But he has step siblings, okay? And a time came, Jephthah won battles for Israel. But when he will be recognized, that's when his stepbrothers came and said, you are a son of a prostitute, so you don't have any inheritance. When they were fighting, they didn't know that he was a son of a prostitute. But now that victory has come, because they wanted that recognition, they called him a son of a prostitute and drove him out. They called him a son of a bastard. All right? Then the Bible says a time came when he was going through difficult times. He called his people to come and help him. He found himself in the land of Tob. The Bible says it's a land of worthless people. The land of Totomayos. People who are going nowhere. He said, when I called you and you refused to come, I put my own life in my own hands and I believe God and I fought against the Ammonite and I won. I put my own life in my own hands. Say, nobody's coming. You are somebody. Pick yourself up with a plan. You are not clapping your hands. Pick yourself up and have a plan. Say, oh, so who is helping you? I'm helping my own self. Aside the help of God, I am helping my own self. You see, because of these kind of expectations, we are bitter about everybody. And when I call, they don't pick. And when I call for help, nobody's helping me. Because of that, you are choked and the grace of God cannot flow through you. It's like you have your own self. Pick yourself. Fight with a plan. You will surely win. Amen. Have a plan. Where are we going? You want me close, come and ask me. We are going somewhere. The plan is alive. Hello? Have a plan. By the grace of God, all the things that are happening, Jesus says, it should minister to you. This woman is a midwife. She stopped being a midwife. You resign, right? Resign. And started selling what? Shoes and bags. Have you regretted? No. The pastor, if I stop being this, what will I eat? You every day food. If I stop and I want to go and do it, what will I eat? What will my children eat? Do you have a plan? If you have a plan, you will eat. Praise the Lord. Is somebody being blessed at all? Judges chapter 12, verse 3. And when I saw that ye delivered me, can I give it to us in a New King James? He said, so when I saw, this is Jephthah speaking. When I saw that you will not deliver me, I did what? This year God will lift you. I said, God will lift you. God will surprise you in the name of Jesus. Areas to plan. Number one is your finances. Amen. You cannot eat the way you've been eating to make it. All right? Because of where you are going, it must determine how you eat, how you spend. Hello? There was a guy who had money coming to him in a season of his life. I called him and said, you have to save him. Because times change. The money that he was seeing that time, it didn't look like a day is going to come, you will not have money. I said, save. See, if you have an investment, do it. Look for something lucrative and put your money in it. Stop buying. Because seasons change. Save. Invest. Stop buying. Save, because times are not the same. Seasons change. That's like Solomon said, look at the ant. You sluggard, look at the ant. We'll be hoarding food in the time of dry season. Because those are the season will surely change. So you want to plan for your finances. Are you okay? Don't let anyone supervise you. Be your own supervisor. All right? When money comes into your hands, you already know where this one is going to, that one is going to, this one is going to. So that when they are telling you that funeral contribution, then there's this other contribution you want to suggest, that going to school contribution, that if the family can do both, it will be very, very helpful. But if they can only be doing funeral contribution, sorry, your money is still coming. And save. You are a young person and you are paying funeral contribution at this age. When will you buy a building block to start building? Doesn't be strategic. Oh, this year be strategic. Your finances, take good care of it. And when you have money saved, start thinking about what to do with the money. Don't put it in an account and look at, hey, I have money in my account. It will surely come down. You need an investment. So the second point is that plan for your investment. Don't let money sit in your account under your bed. In the morning, you go under the bed, look at it. An emergency will wipe it out. So you must invest it. Don't invest in one thing. Invest in many things. Hallelujah. Said, cast your bread upon the waters. In the evening, withhold not your hand, because you don't know which of them will prosper. So you put some here, you put some there, you put some there, you put some there. Amen? When God empowers you, you buy a land. Don't go and build in the middle of the land. You go and build in the center. Bah! 4-bedroom, you are not wise. Divide it into two. Build one. Raise it high for rent. Build some for yourself. As you are paying the rent, don't start going to Dubai. This is not the time for Dubai. Dubai will go. Gather the money. Go and buy another land. Build another one. If you are tired of building, start rearing rabbits. Start rearing goats. Start rearing sheep. Start, put money in investment. You are not clapping your hands. Amen. So, I want to go to Dubai. What are you going to do there? You're going to chill? It's not the time. There's time for everything. Chilling time. When it comes, even if you don't want to go, we'll sack you. Sack you to go. But now, it is time to invest. It's time to plan. Praise the Lord. Is somebody hearing me at all? Give the Lord a clap offering. So this is our month of wise planning. And
thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the Word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.